Oh, hey, everybody. Right, welcome to the John Covey podcast. This is episode 86. So today, guys, there's just myself. I don't have any guests on this episode. But what I'm going to talk to you about is how you can find the motivation to do the things that you should be doing. Look, how many times have you sat there scratching your head, wondering why you can't get started? Or better yet, why you can't move into some form of action, even though you know exactly what it is you should be doing. Now, let's be honest, and I mean seriously, be honest. Do you know exactly what you should be doing? But for some reason, you just can't muster up the energy, the desire, or the motivation to get started. Come on, let's be honest, because I want to let you know that you're not alone. It can often seem challenging to build and shape your life the way that you want to live. It takes more than just motivation and desire. Discipline is massively important. It's absolutely paramount, but even the most disciplined individuals will find it difficult to get going at times. And I've mentioned in many previous posts about discipline and about how it trumps motivation. You know, motivation is great because motivation will get you started, but discipline is the thing that gets you finished. And I've talked about this quite a lot, and there's lots of different blogs on my site that discusses this. But what if you are motivated? What if you are disciplined and you still can't get moving? What should you do now? And in this episode, I'm going to explore a particular style or method that you can start to introduce into your life that will allow you to find that motivation, to find the discipline, to find that extra juice to get going. And one of my previous posts, I did discuss in more detail how we usually wait until something becomes painful before we take the action to do something about it. So what I will do, if you're interested in reading that, I will put a link in the description on this podcast, wherever you're listening to it or watching it. And so we can learn a lot from that painful process. There's a lot of learning experience that we can have. But that, like I say, I'll leave that in the comments so you can actually go and have a read of that. We know that pain drives us into taking action. And once we know that, and if we can start to really utilize that, then you can use that pain as your driving force before the pain occurs. So let me explain what I mean by this. For example, let's say that you want to start taking more action towards cold calling. You know, it's, if you're in business for yourself, you know cold calling's really, really valuable. It's really important. It's not for everybody. No, people do challenge with it, but it does work. It's the cheapest, it's the fastest, and it still converts so well. It's probably one of the best ways that you can increase your sales. It really is, in any industry. I mean, like, think about it. Imagine if you got cold called by a florist saying, you know, when was the last time you ordered any flowers? And if we can help, it's stuff like this that puts you on the radar where you can reach out to people, and you can do it in lots of industries. I've never ever been cold called by a car supermarket that's selling cars. I mean, that would be fantastic if somebody would take away the hassle for me. If they reached out to me, talked to me about what I want from a car, talked about what I needed. This is the issue I see most people. They associate sales as a bad thing, and sales is not a bad thing. Sales is about you helping people. It really makes a difference when you can approach selling with the right mindset and attitude towards it. It's not about trying to manipulate people to buy things that they don't want. That's a con artist. You know, we're talking about helping people, solving their problems. And so cold calling works. It really is. And you know you should, like using the scenario, let's say that for this example, that you know you should start taking more action towards cold calling. You know that you should do more. You know that it's needed, yet you just can't find the willpower or the motivation to get started. Now, usually this will come down. In fact, no, it always comes down. Let me correct myself. It always comes down to these four things. And the first thing is that you don't want to look desperate, because desperation is a stinky thing. And we've been told all our lives not to look desperate. And if you're in business, you've probably been told this as well. Don't look desperate. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is that you don't want to seem pushy, because we've been told again, you know, don't be too pushy. Don't try to manipulate people. Don't try to push things onto people. The third thing is that we don't want the rejection. You know, we are protected creatures. We want to feel included. We hate to be rejected. And the fourth thing is that you don't really have faith or belief in your product. Now, for each of these, it's actually just a mindset shift. It really is. So, like, you don't want to appear desperate. I get that. I understand that. And I certainly understand the reasoning behind that. But, like, the desperation shouldn't be about you looking desperate. It should be like, I'm desperate to get my product into your organization because I know how much value it would give you. Like, that's the real desperation. I'm desperate to get you using this because I just know it will work. You don't want to seem pushy. Well, I mean, just change the word. Not pushy. I'm not being pushy. I'm being passionate. I'm being super passionate about what I do. That's why I'm staying on your case. That's why I'm cold calling you. That's why I'm following up. That's why I'm knocking on your door. I'm not pushy. I'm just incredibly passionate. You don't want the rejection. Unfortunately, rejection is part of the game. Like, you need to learn how to handle rejection. You're going to get rejected a lot in life. You're going to get rejected in your business, in your career, in relationships. Like, you can't win everything. You don't want to win everything. There is going to be rejection. Get used to it. And actually, once you start to get used to it, you expect it, it becomes a lot easier to handle. And then the last one what I mentioned was you don't believe in your product. And listen, I mean, that's an issue that you need to address. If you don't have faith and belief in your product, you need to change the product, change your job, change your business, or find a way to really fall in love with it, to really believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you're always going to struggle to sell it. And so a simple mindset shift will help you to think about each of these reasons differently. And this can help you in lots of different ways. You know, this will certainly help you to activate that pain switch, you know, if you can shift your mindset around that. And so what I'm going to talk to you about now is how you can shift that pain switch. And so what I want you to really do is I want you to think about the issues that will happen if you continue to put off cold calling. You know, if you think about how it will affect your life, your business, your career, imagine all those missed opportunities, the income, the lifestyle. Just really think about that right now. Just take a minute or so. If you're driving, pull over. If you're, you know, like wherever you are, go in a quiet place, go in the garden, go for a walk, go for a stroll, like clean the house, do it, like jump in the shower, whatever it is you need to do right now to switch off. Switch off and just really think about this for a moment. Now think about what I just said. Think about what will happen if you put off them cold calls. Think about how it will affect your life. And by the way, this is not just for cold calling, this podcast. This is about if you want to try and find a way to drive yourself, then you need to think about all the things that's going to happen to you, the way that you're going to feel if you don't do the things that you need to do. Really think about that now. And then once you've done that, I want you to imagine how bad you will feel in 5 years because you've not done them things. You've not done those cold calls. What issues has it caused to your life? What's happened to your relationship? Is your relationship suffering because of this? Is it that you don't spend time with your partners because you're still working all them hours because you've not allowed yourself to move forward yet because you've not had the income? Like, what's really going on? Is it affected your friends? Is your income really, really kind of impacted on this? Is your business or career in turmoil? Like, what's really happened? And again, I want you to really think about this, really get into this, dial into this. And then imagine looking at yourself and experience the real emotion, the raw emotion of what's going on right there. And then once you've done that, let's jump forward another 5 years. So we're now 10 years into the future. What's happened to your health because you constantly avoided to make them calls? Are you still working all those hours so you've not got time to go to the gym? Where's your life right now? Where's your business or your career right now? What happened to those dreams and those goals that you had? How's your image been affected? What's really happening right now? Yeah. And then next, I want you to jump forward 20 years. 20 years forward and think of everything that you've missed because you failed to get started. Think about others that did better than you when you knew you could do so much more. You knew you were better than them, but they're now doing better than you. Look at yourself in the future mirror, so to speak. Your health, look at your body, look into your eyes, really look into your eyes emotionally. How do you feel? You missed out. Your dreams passed you by. Your life's been wasted. Look, it sounds pretty bad, but this is the pain you need to associate with avoiding that cold call. So if you can use this pain as your weapon, your driving force, you're never going to let yourself go there again. You need to be the champion you know you're capable of. Then, like, this pain, you'll find a way, your body, your mind, you're going to find a way to never go there again. This associated emotional pain should become your power source to get you started. Remind yourself what happens if you don't make those calls, if you don't do those things that you need to do. How will it affect you in years to come? Now we're back to zero, back to the present right now. And I simply want you to jump forward 5 years and associate pleasure to that moment. The fact that you got started with those cold calls, the pleasure that it gave you, the lifestyle it's allowed you to live, the health, the wealth, the relationships. Really think about the emotional pleasure. Live in that moment. Smile. Feel it. Breathe. Believe. Like, really do that. Think it. And now I want you to tag on another 5 years. Then another 10. Think 20 years into the future and really begin to feel how unstoppable you feel because you mastered that cold call. You mastered taking action when everyone else stopped, when you wanted to stop. Think how unstoppable you are right now. Think of the wealth, the health. Think of your family, how powerful your business is, your career, the dreams, the goals. Think of all those things you ever wanted. And imagine that they've now been provided to you because you decided to take action and get started all those years ago. Look at yourself and smile, knowing that this silly fear, this silly worry or doubt or uncertainty that almost derailed you 20 years ago was just stupid. Smile with confidence. Smile with power, that unstoppable power. Now, back in the present moment, make it your internal pledge that you will never let anything stop you doing what you want ever again. Remember the pain that comes every time you begin to doubt yourself or feel fearful about the action that you need to take. Just go out and do it. Use pain as your driving force and never go back to feeling uncertain again. Guys, this is stuff that if you can really allow yourself the time to dial in, to associate that huge amounts of pain to the things that's stopping you getting started, that's, you know, going to just derail you in the future, you will never go there again. You're going to find a way to drive through and do the things that you need to do. And listen, like, a lot of the time, you know what it is you need to do. You know everything that you need to do. You know what you need to do off your lists. You know you need to show up. You know all the things that you need to do. You've just got to go and do them. Guys, short and snappy one today. We've wrapped that up in under 15 minutes. Please, if you enjoy this, do subscribe. It's available on all the platforms. Wherever you're listening to it, do subscribe there. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever it is, Google Podcasts. If you think this is going to bring value to other people, please share it with them as well. Thank you. I really appreciate your time. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Now go and do those things that you've been putting off. Until next time.